After a while, Peaches said,
Yes, but that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
What? You mean, have I eaten anyone lately? No! Are you sorry for what you did? Said Dangerous Beans. Sorry? What do you think? Sometimes I have nightmares where I burp and he...
Then that's probably all right, said the little rat.
All right? Said Morris. How can it be all right? And you know the worst part? I'm a cat. Cats don't go round feeling sorry or guilty. We never regret anything. Do you know what it feels like saying, Hello, food, can you talk? That's not how a cat is supposed to behave. We don't act how rats are supposed to behave, said Dangerous Beans. And then his face fell again. Up until now, he sighed.
Everyone was frightened, said Peaches. Fear spreads.
I hoped we could be more than rats, said Dangerous Beans. I thought we could be more than things that squeak and whittle, whatever Hammond Pork says. And now where is everyone?
Shall I read to you from Mr. Bunsey? Said Peaches,
her voice full of concern.
You know that always cheers you up when you're in one of your dark times.
There was a nod from Dangerous Beans. Peaches pulled the huge book towards her and began to read.
One day, Mr. Bunsey and his friend Ratty Rupert the Rat went to see Old Man Donkey, who lived by the river.
Read the bit when they talk to the humans, said Dangerous Beans. Peaches obediently turned a page.
Hello, Ratty Rupert, said Farmer Fred. What a lovely day it is, to be sure.
This is mad, thought Morris, as he listened to a story about wild woods and fresh bubbling streams, being read to one rat by another rat, while they sat beside a drain along which ran something which certainly wasn't fresh. Anything but fresh. To be fair, though, it was bubbling a bit, or at least glooping. Everything's going down the drain, and they have this little picture in their heads about how nice things could be. Look at those little pink sad eyes, said Morris's own thoughts in Morris's own head. Look at those little wobbly wrinkly noses. If you ran out on them and left them here, how could you look those little wobbly noses in the face again? I wouldn't have to, said Morris out loud. That's the point.
What?
Said Peaches, looking up from the book. Nothing. Morris paused. There was nothing for it. It went against everything a cat stood for. This is what thinking does for you, he thought. It gets you into trouble. Even when you know other people can think for themselves, you start thinking for them too. Of course, humans were useful. They could open doors and provide fish. He groaned. We'd better see what's happened to the kid, he said. It was completely black in this cellar. All there was, apart from the occasional drip of water, were voices.
So, said the voice of Melissa, let's go over it again, shall we? You don't have a knife of any kind.
That's right, said Keith.
Or some handy matches that could burn through the rope.
No.
And no sharp edge near you that you could rub the rope on?
No.
And you can't pull your legs through your arms so that you can get your hands in front of you?
No.
And you don't have any secret powers?
No.
Are you sure? The moment I saw you, I thought, he's got some amazing power that will probably manifest itself when he's in dire trouble. I thought, no one could really be as useless as that unless it was a disguise.
No, I'm sure. Look, I'm just a normal person. Yes, all right, I was abandoned as a baby. I don't know why. It was something that happened. They say it happens quite a lot. It doesn't make you special. And I don't have any secret markings, as if I was some kind of sheep. And I don't think I'm a hero in disguise. And I don't have some kind of amazing talent that I'm aware of. OK, I'm good at playing quite a few musical instruments. I practice a lot. But I'm the kind of person heroes aren't. I get by and I get along. I do my best. Understand?
Oh.
You should have found someone else.
In effect, you can't be any help at all.
No.
There was silence for a while, and then Melissa said,
You know, in many ways, I don't think this adventure has been properly organised.
Oh, really?
Said Keith.
This is not how people should be tied up.
"Melissa, do you understand this isn't a story?" said Keith as patiently as he could. "That's what I keep trying to..."